Have you seen Oh Hello on Netflix?
Yes, and I loved it.
You saw it!
Yeah, it was
Oh
so
my
good.
god, it's so funny. We've been quoting it for days. Robbie, it's Kill Faison Cham Dam Shua.
It's so
I'm
good.
on the floor.
I think everything is running. I get so nervous that I'm like not recording on one thing and we're gonna be done in an hour and have nothing to show for it.
I mean, we would have talked.
We would have
You
spent
know,
some quality time with each other.
built some key moments in our friendship, but no, nothing to show for it.
I mean, what's in it for me?
Oh, I have to tell you, I promoted on the
Oh,
Instagram.
speaking of that, hold on. Oh, keep going.
Oh, okay.
I'm deleting on Twitter and on Facebook where I said we were going to be live streaming in a few minutes.
Hold on. Maybe I can live stream if my live stream
It's fine.
cooperates.
It's fine.
No, wait, don't delete yet.
They're gone.
No! Gosh, darn it. And I bet it works. Of course it fucking works. Of course my live stream, my video is working tonight.
We'll do it next week.
Look how I'm
Although,
on. You can't see me. Oh, hello. It's fine. I look a mess.
oh,
Oh, this is that turn.
so you want to start?
Yes. There's
Okay.
something I was going to tell you. Oh, I promoted on our Instagram our episode about Harry Potter.
Oh, I saw
And
that.
do you want to hear the insights that we've gained?
I do, but I would also
Okay.
like to tell you that I have been checking up on it. So if it hasn't changed since today, I might have looked maybe this morning.
We've had five profile visits.
Wow.
Over 1,000 people were reached. Now, we used to be mostly men, now we're mostly women, and we're at a very comical 69% women.
I did notice that we were mostly women, the ages of 13 to 17. That seems to
Yeah,
be.
that's the demographic you want, though.
That's
That's that One Direction
our Harry Potter
demographic.
demographic.
Yeah, 13 to 17. We have mostly in California and Pennsylvania. That's our key audience, apparently.
Wow. Not South Carolina?
No,
I will tell
no.
you, because I've been. I mean, well, I don't know if this will be part of the show or not. I've been obsessed with checking how many downloads we get per episode.
How's it going?
We are not only international, but we are all over the country. Oh, I'm also for this episode, I'm going to be setting a silent timer for us. I figured a good episode, I think, should be about 50 minutes long.
Okay.
The last few we've been doing have been an hour and 30 and an hour and 50. That's a little too long for both me to edit and I think nobody wants to listen to an episode
I
that
think it's
long.
just you don't want to edit that long. I think that's the real
So I'm
reason
setting a
here.
timer, and when it goes off, I will politely try to wrap us up.
Shut up, Joanna.
I'll just disconnect the call. What else? I have so much for us to
I
talk
feel like
about
have
tonight,
you
so.
seen the well, before we get into that, I feel like I'm gonna cheat the system by going like, before we start the show, or start the show. Have you seen Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours in Hell?
You're gonna be like freaking out, like no, don't hang up on me.
One more thing. Okay, have
Right,
we started
well,
the show yet?
You're listening to That's What I Said, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickens, and with me is Joanna Zaleski.
Hey,
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. I've messed up my computer like four times now, so I'm, doing great. What up?
It's your computer is hanging on.
Yeah. It's definitely user error. Well, I waited to the last minute to get ready for this podcast because I'm getting really into this show, and I'm in the last literal 9 minutes of it, and I stopped to do this podcast.
Everybody thanks you. Because without
You
you,
know,
this would just be the Matthew Dickens show.
that's a pretty good show too.
I mean, I would listen to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you are listening to it when you do it. Anyway, what up with you?
Nothing. So last week I made a joke that California is like the hottest state in the country.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I jinxed it, because now we're going through a little bit of heat wave.
Heat wave. I tried to do a song, and it didn't come out well. Yeah, y'all are way hotter than us, which never happens. Like, our town motto is famously hot, South Carolina.
Ooh, steamy.
Yeah. Literally, the humidity is terrible in South Carolina. Is it humid where you are?
No. If you get closer to the ocean, it gets more humid, but Southern California is a big desert. We don't even get rain very often. And when it does, it rains really hard, and all of the houses slide off the side of the mountains.
Oh, you do have that with mudslides. It's really a bad place to live.
I mean, if you don't mind the celebrities, and you don't mind the high cost of living. I feel like we talk about the high cost of living in California every episode.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
And if you don't mind the traffic. But Friday was my birthday, and we went to the movies after work, and I got...
Did you see Ant-Man?
I got out of the car. The car said it was 115 degrees, and my skin melted right off my body. And that's why I look so good.
Nothing's hotter than that internal organ look.
No, we did not see Ant-Man. We went and saw the second Jurassic World movie.
Oh, that's right. It was terrible. Did you hate it?
Let me tell you, girl, I have some opinions.
Did you hate it?
I loved it up until the end. I felt...
Wait, should we do a spoiler? Spoiler?
Spoiler.
I heard you do a mini woo. What the hell was that?
Oh, well, I was gonna go, and then you just went for it. So, my opinions of Jurassic World are as follows. I really liked the beginning. I liked when they were on the island, and they were trying to get the dinosaurs off the island. I felt like that should have been the entire movie, because that was really, the most exciting part. Then they got off the island, and some stuff happened, and it was like an entirely different movie, it kind of felt like. And
yes.
I didn't like how the movie ended. They left it open-ended for the next one, but it was just kind of like, it just ended.
You know what they opened it to? It's the freaking Flintstones. Like, now we're Jurassic World. We have to live with dinosaurs. Like, yeah, like the Flintstones did. I
never thought of that, but you make a very good point.
Yeah, well, like, so all I could think of at the end was, like, it's all living with, like, a dinosaur. Like, having to shine... Chris Pratt shoes or something.
Oh my god. Chris Pratt's gonna go to work and he's gonna ride on the back of a dinosaur. Although, I will tell you, I would love to have a pet dinosaur. Like one of the nice ones.
I want a bra. When he was in the fire and he was like, bra!
How is that like the most emotional part of the entire movie?
I know, and it's so funny because like at the beginning of the movie where they're like, in a world where people are protesting for dinosaur rights. I was like, oh, those people are dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, who would care about those people? And like, oh, that's
Joanna,
the stars of the movie.
Once you get to know a dinosaur, you learn they're just like us.
Oh, well, they're not. I mean, when that... Okay, again, spoiler. Woo, woo. When that girl hit the button and was like, I live, so they live. Like, girl, almost died like 12 times tonight.
And also, are we just not going to talk about the fact that you're a clone? Like, we're just going to brush right over that?
Brush over it.
Also, are we not going to talk about the fact that these two people just kidnapped you?
Well, she like ran right up to Chris Pratt and was like, new daddy!
Oh, I hate when kids do that in movies, because in real life, the kid be like, I don't know you.
Yeah, stranger danger.
She's like, no, I trust you, gives him a big hug. Like, at this point, she should not be trusting anybody, because how does she... She had no idea that Chris Pratt and the redheaded lady were not working with the bad guy, whatever his name was. You know what I mean?
Tight guy in a suit. Well, okay, I gotta tell you the best part about seeing this movie, though. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom and me, we went to a double feature, I think, that we saw one the day before and we saw this. And...
I mean, that's not typically how double feature works, but I don't know how you guys do it down there.
We got lives to live, okay? We had bachelorettes to watch, okay?
She's like, I gotta take a break. I'll come back tomorrow.
But we went to go see it, and the lights came up, and we both looked at each other and went, at the same time, like, that was really stupid. And I was like, oh, wow, that was really stupid.
It seems like everybody I've talked to about it has had kind of the same opinion that it was good up until a certain point.
Yeah, and by no means, I feel like I was promised. Go ahead.
I think saying it was stupid is a little going a little far. I didn't think it was a bad movie.
Well,
it
I
just
did.
Wasn't.
I've never rooted for like animals to die in a movie ever, but I was never, like, "Don't push that button, you dumb dumb."
I've never rooted for a dinosaur to eat somebody so bad.
Also, the dinosaur vet who's never worked on a dinosaur.
Oh yeah, move and aside. I got this.
My mom was like, "When like you know that like they all these dinosaurs are getting pelted with bullets."
I don't want my surgeon to come in and be like, "I've never done this before, but I've read about it."
Also, my mom was like, made a good point. She was like, so like all these dinosaurs are getting pelted with bullets. Mm-hmm. Nothing hits them. Mm-hmm. One teeny bullet goes inside Blue and mm-hmm. like it's killing her and it's so small. And she was when like this big scene leading up to when they pull the bullet out. My mom's like, and like when it came out, she looked at me like, that was it. That was that whole thing. Like also, you're a dinosaur.
When you pull the bullet out and then she says, she's going to be fine. I don't think.
That's what my mom said. She was like, what?
Girl, you still have a hole. You're still bleeding.
Oh, wait, there was one other thing I had to tell you about.
More opinions? Oh,
my biggest issue. Oh. I feel like the trailers implied there was going to be more Jeff Goldblum than there was. And
as
a big Jeff Goldblum fan.
All I heard about was Jeff Goldblum's back in Jurassic Park and everybody go buy tickets.
No, he's at a disc.
He did a little bit of narration.
Yeah, like stuff he already said in the last, like I was very underwhelmed by the level of Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I'm going to need you to step it up.
Yeah, and I'm going to need you to actually wear heels other than that, like, fake edited video. Jeff Goldblum would be the greatest drag queen.
Jeff Goldblum is, like, the most fabulous straight man that has ever walked the earth.
He really is. I love him so much.
I mean, I thought he was gay for the longest time, and then I found he has a wife.
Ugh, lucky woman. I love him so much.
He's just so weird.
I would love to do...
When he's trying to get me to buy apartments and stuff. What else? Oh, you outdid yourself last week for my birthday.
Yay!
Not only were you blown up the internet with all sorts of videos and kind words. This has been the best 30th birthday that I've ever had. But I also got a gift for you. I'm drinking out of it right now. It's my new wine glass. It's my new favorite wine glass. I will not drink wine out of any other glass.
I'm so glad. Well, actually, I got you a gift last year, as Facebook reminded me. Oh. And it was like a day late. And it was like $20 to Amazon.
Oh, the gift.
And it was like, yeah. What did you buy with that? Do you remember?
Oh,
it was a year ago.
I couldn't even begin to remember.
A wine glass.
Although you did, one year you got me a gift card to like Hilton or something.
I did do that.
A hotel. I don't remember if it was Hilton or not.
It was like $20 then. Okay.
It's still in our book of cards. We haven't used it yet.
Oh.
We have yet to stay at a Hilton.
What? You don't like the Hilton?
No, we go, 90% of our vacations are in Las Vegas.
I want it back.
you're like, I can use it. Anyways.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to keep talking about my new wine glass. It's inscribed. It says, "You're my favorite bitch to bitch about bitches with." True words have never been put on a wine glass.
Literally, I just Googled like wine glasses and that was the first one to come up. And I was like, wow. And at first I was like,
you didn't have to tell me you put the bare minimum effort into my gift.
No, let me tell you. Hold up. There was more effort into this gift, and let me tell you why.
All right.
First, I was going to get you a shirt, uh-huh. And then I couldn't find any shirts I liked. Uh-huh. And then I was like, wine. And then I tried to find, like, a bad label of wine. Like, The Bachelorette has their own label of wine, uh-huh. But I was like, oh, that's a gift for me. And I put it in my cart. but then I saw this and I was like, oh, this class is perfect. And I put it in my cart and it said it wouldn't get there till Monday. And I was like, well, that's not going to work. So I canceled it. And then I went back on the internet and I found terrible things that would not work. And I was like, well, it's still a good wine glass. And then it happened to get there on your birthday.
It arrived on my birthday. And I was trying to figure out how you went around arranging that.
Dumb luck.
Okay. Per usual. Although I did send you a picture of the box that Amazon decided to pack it in. So the little box, the little box that it was inside was like a 5-inch cube, and the outer box that they decided to ship it in was maybe like 2 feet long by a foot tall.
I don't know what they were thinking. It looks like there's a bottle of wine in there.
I think they have one size box.
Must have. Was it a good birthday?
It was. We went to the movies on Friday on my actual birthday. We are going on this Saturday. We're going with my parents to a vineyard in Temecula, and we're going to do wine tasting and have lunch, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm excited.
Is that birthday related, or yes, is it not birthday related?
No, it was specifically for my birthday, but pushed it back a week.
I thought you were like, I'm making all things this month's my birthday.
Well, usually, I mean, that's how it used to be. It was just like anything that happened in July, it was like, well, this is for my birthday.
See, I stopped caring about my birthday. Like, literally, I forgot my birthday was coming up. I was like, I just generally was like, it's just another day.
Just another day. What day of the week does it fall on?
I don't even know. I used to laugh. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, it's going to be a Tuesday. And now I'm like,
that's
whatever.
That's a weird day to get excited about.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's going to be on a Monday. Okay.
Yours is on a Saturday this year.
No, it's on a Monday.
Oh, I was looking at, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it's on a Friday on July. No, it's a Monday. Even more depressing.
You're going to have a case of the Mondays.
I sure will. And then that means my 30th birthday is going to be on a Tuesday.
Wow.
Taco Tuesday. Okay, actually, that's not too bad.
Well, now you have plans for 2 years from now.
Taco Tuesday.
I'll expect my invitation in the mail.
Yes. Yes, and get out of California. It's too expensive. It's too hot.
Yeah, I know. If we're not sinking into the ocean, we're burning up alive.
Yeah, I don't really know why you stay there. I mean, it's nice, I guess. It's burning.
Guess. Joanna, this is the sound of me putting more wine in my glass.
What are you drinking?
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Member's Mark, which is the brand name for everything that comes from Sam's Club.
Oh.
It's Member's Mark Sangria, product of Spain. The bottle is 50 fluid ounces, so it's about the size of 3 wine bottles.
Is this your first time opening it, or is this a bottle you worked on for a while?
I'm down to the bottom.
I have a bottle of wine. I always buy one and say, I'm going to drink this. I'm going to drink it. It's been in there for like 3 weeks.
1.5 liters, 6.5 alcohol content, 6.5%. It also is labeled as a wine product. So I'm drinking that.
Have you heard, I know, talked about also Adam Ruins Everything, where he talks about wine and how it's kind of bullcrap. Oh, it's bullcrap. Drink what you like.
I mean, I only drink cheap wine.
Hello.
Did you do anything for the 4th of July?
I did, but it's very boring.
Oh, okay.
Did you do anything interesting?
I mean, we stayed home. All of our neighborhood does like illegal fireworks. So we actually had probably a better fireworks show than we could have had if we had gone out to go see fireworks.
Oh, I'm very proud of myself. I didn't see one firework at all, and I made sure I didn't.
For all of 2018?
I mean, well, okay, for 4th of July. I saw some early for other holidays. But I really didn't want to see any. I am protesting fireworks because I was at a friend's house.
Let's hear it.
Was like, we do fireworks all the time. Uh-huh. It's our thing. And I watched, and a dang fireball came at my ankle and burned me. And I had to hide behind someone's car.
So you're boycotting fireworks?
Yeah, because that one fireball. Anyway, no, I just really didn't, I really didn't care about it this year. I'm really not a big, I like history.
So you
history,
don't care about 4th of July, and you don't care about fireworks, and you don't care about your birthday.
No, I'm becoming so sad.
Joanna, do you want to talk? What's going on? Did I tell you that Diego and I booked a cruise?
No, you didn't. Where are you going?
We are going on a cruise. We've never been on a cruise before, so we have no idea what to expect. We're flying to Florida.
Okay.
We're leaving Florida, and we're ending up in Cuba.
What are you going?
When?
Yeah.
The last week of August.
Oh, this August?
Yeah, like...
Did you just book this?
Yeah.
How do you just, like... I'm going to Cuba in the end of August.
It kind
of
happened really quickly, so I'm so
excited.
Is
it just you or just you and you?
No, it's with our two Florida friends.
Oh, is one of them Ron?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard of Bron.
Him?
How do I know him?
Yeah.
You've talked about him.
Oh.
I listen.
Yeah, Ron and Andrew. There are
okay, I don't remember Andrew, but
there are Florida
don't tell
friends.
Andrew that.
All right. I mean, that's so, all I really have to say about that. I'm just very excited.
Do you have
excited.
Your passport?
I have a passport.
You have a passport? I don't have a passport. You're so fancy.
Joanna,
I,
what if you need
what?
One? You know they take, like, weeks to get, so you can't get it in a hurry.
I'm not going anywhere in a hurry.
You think that now. I've seen Handmaiden's Tale. Sometimes you just gotta get out of the country real fast. Joanna, did you know that there is a, that's what I said, drinking game now?
What?
So, I don't know, if you're anything like me, you listen to our podcasts back.
I do.
I am our biggest fan.
Which is weird that you're not getting any downloads in South Carolina, because I'm clearly listening to it.
Maybe you're...
I wonder if one will not register.
I don't know.
If I literally hit, like, play from the podcast app in iTunes, is that...
Yeah, that counts as a download. It's getting it somewhere, Joanna. That's how internet works.
I was listening to it today at the gym, and I was like, is this vain?
So I was listening to our last episode, and I started noticing that you and I have been saying the same expression over and over again. And
what's that?
I don't know if it's intentional, or if we've just, our brains have melted into one brain.
I'm excited. What's the phrase?
So, especially for the last episode, you and I said, I mean... And then went on to say what we mean. We said that a lot, over and over and over again.
Maybe we feel like we're not, like, fully explaining ourselves, and well,
it's usually...
I almost said it again.
It's usually right before we have, like, a good joke that we're gonna tell.
Oh, it's a setup.
That's our, like, lead into the joke. I mean... She's not wrong.
I mean, you're not wrong. Ah! Double joke, same time! Ah!
So, listeners, that's where the title of this show came from. There's been so many times where you and I have said the same joke at the same time. Or you will send me something, and then I'll make a joke about it, and then you'll come back and say, that's what I said.
Or all the time we're like, I'll say something out loud to Ryan, and then we'll copy each other. That's awesome. Oh, Ryan and me are still laughing the other day about that comment you said, that resting Ryan face.
Well, you sent him. So you send me a picture. I'm going to explain to the. I'm going to set this up for the audience. So Joanna sends me a photo of her and Ryan clothes shopping, and Ryan's holding up a coat, and he's got this look on his face like, I'm tired of holding up coats for you, Joanna. Can we just buy this one and leave? And I said, Joanna, where have you been dragging Ryan around all day looking at clothes? And you came back and said, no, Ryan says that's just what his face looks like. And I said, resting Ryan face.
We got a good tickle out of that one. Actually, we were annoyed because we were in this vintage costume shop.
He looked annoyed.
Yeah, he did. This vintage costume shop, and this guy was, like, behind us, and he couldn't decide if he wanted to move or not. And I was like, go ahead. Like, we'll take the picture after you leave. He's like, no, I'll wait. And then every time I went to, like, raise my camera,
oops.
Is that our alarm?
Remember when I said it was going to be a silent alarm? Well, that was a lie. All right, Joanna, well, that's the end.
Now I have so much more to say!
I know. I didn't get to all of my recommendations that...
Look, we like squished that together. Wait, what? Well, was there any more to the drinking game, or was just that one phrase?
No, that's what we say a lot. So listeners, anytime Joanna and I say, I mean, you have to take a shot.
Or every time we're like, well, I have like, whenever I have to tell a story, I have to tell like three other stories before that story.
Mm-hmm. Also, Joanna and I are not responsible for anybody's over drinking due to us saying that too many times.
I'm really sorry, y'all. Y'all can take a Diet Coke instead, like, every time you finish your Diet Coke.
Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to force anybody into doing anything they don't want to do.
No. Well,
if you don't want to drink, like, that's fine. No peer pressure. This is a safe space, guys. I mean, all the cool kids are doing it, but you don't have to be cool.
Now I'm super aware of it.
Oh, my God.
And then I was in a group, and someone said... what? I don't know what group it was. It was for school, I think. And they said, you say a lot when you're thinking, but then you always say something really, like, poignant and perfect, but you always go, mm-hmm. And They were a really quiet group. They were a really quiet group who wasn't offering anything to the table.
No.
And I wanted to be like, that's because I'm probably like, I need to control myself or I snap on y'all.
I think you're it was like, cool. Because I'm trying to think of something nice to say. What else?
Well, let's do our recommendations now.
I had a whole other thing for us to talk about, but I'm moving it to the next episode because...
Well, we can edit. What is it? What is it?
I'll just save it. It's fine. It's not time sensitive.
What is it?
It was one of those things like, oh, top 10 thing. It was 10 signs that you're living the modern American dream.
Ooh. I want to see if I'm failing.
Does that sound more interesting than what we've been talking about?
We could probably lose some of the stories. Like, yeah, we could probably lose some of that.
All right. So, Joanna, when you think of the American dream, what does that mean to you? This is like a Miss America question.
I think that the dream means
the dream is all of us and what we have inside, and
world peace.
And
I think the American dream is when we finally realize and understand what freedom exactly entails. And this is a very Miss America answer.
Yeah,
I just watched The American President last night. Have you ever seen that movie? It's one of my favorite movies of all time with Michael Douglas.
I was reading something while you were talking, so I wasn't paying attention.
The American President with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening.
Is that a Rob Reiner movie? What's it called again? American President?
The American President? I don't know, actually. I know it's written by Aaron Sorkin.
American.
Who does The West Wing.
President. Well, now I got American President is Donald J. Trump. 1995. Sorry. Michael Douglas, Annette Bening, Martin Sheen.
Rob Reiner did direct that.
Directed by Rob Reiner, so I know what I'm talking about sometimes.
It's amazing, but there's this great speech in it where, like, one of the Annette Bening's character, like, when she was in her 20s, went to a protest and they burned a flag, and it was like, America, when you if you want to understand free speech, you need to be okay with listening to someone who is saying something that makes your blood boil.
Have time to hear other people's opinions.
No, it's a great speech, and it goes, and the definition of freedom is supporting someone's right to burn a flag, and they're exercising it. I can't do it as good as Michael Douglas. I'm not doing it as great, but right, okay, edit all of this out, because this is like total rambling. As I'm telling you this long speech that's not as good as Michael Douglas, I'm like, this has nothing to do with the segment he planned, so just edit all of this out.
Yeah, Joanna,
this makes literally no sense.
We've run out of time now.
Okay. I would never make it in a pageant circuit. I cannot keep my answers down.
I know. They would play the music for you to get off the stage.
Okay. My podcast answer, my American dream idea would probably me being so rich that I can walk around like that girl on 16, My Sweet 16 with the beds and the men's.
Yeah.
That's my American dream.
All I want
is too unrealistic.
All I want is beds and men's. I think the American dream is like, you know, you're not rich, but you got enough money to like be happy. And, I don't know. So neither of us have a good answer. Anyways.
Well, hey, mine's completely.
I think we both decided that neither of us had good answers. So anyways, this, article was, top 10 signs that you're living the modern American dream. So this is
mine was pretty modern.
This is like taking place in the year 2018. So here we go. Number 10, you're living the modern American dream if you're able to take a day off work without having to be oh my god, reading so hard sometimes.
Reading is hard.
Being able to take a day off work without having to worry about being fired. Joanna, are you living the American dream?
Yeah, like, my job is very, very nice. If, like, there is an emergency, we can get off. It's just really hard because with our job, it's like an office job.
You can finish your sentence before I tell you what I think.
Thanks for mansplaining my job.
Here's how I think your job works.
Like, it's an office job. Like, you'll mess up on your paperwork, and that'll just be annoying for you. Uh-huh. But with my job, it messes up everyone else's day.
Okay,
and it's
hold
a pain
on.
In the butt.
Wait a dang minute. Don't make my job sound not important. Like, oh, if you screw up really bad, it's just paperwork. It's not like you're taking care of human beings.
You know, like the future generation or anything.
It's not like people's lives are depending on you.
Well, I mean, like, you know, like, you don't have to have a ton of people cover for you, but...
That is true. I will say, like, for my job, I'm lucky that well, this is good and bad. I am a department of one. So, on the one hand, nobody's really relying on me to, like, do anything for them. But on the other hand, when I'm not there, like if I take a week off, like I'm going to in August when I go take my cruise to Cuba, when I come back, I have now to do all of last week's work and the work I need to do for that day. So
yeah, like my job, like they're very understanding.
Joanna, it's fine. It's just paperwork. It's fine. It's fine.
It's not human lives. I have precious human lives.
Joanna,
too.
Number 9.
Yeah.
You're living the modern American dream. You have a fridge with an ice dispenser.
Oh, no. I always wanted one. We're actually trying to see if it's worth the money splurging to get it. Because mm-hmm. When I was little, that's all I wanted. I'd go to a friend's house. I'd mm-hmm. be like, wow, they're rich. They can have ice whenever they want.
It just comes out. It's an infinite amount of ice.
Oh, no. And you knew you lived in a bougie household?
Yeah.
If it had the crushed ice.
Oh my God, Joanna.
That's all I want. Actually, you know, I might splurge on that. I might treat myself to that crushed ice. You know those smart TVs? Have you seen the smart refrigerators with the TV in it and all that?
Stupid. Diego and I were at Best Buy the other day and we were making fun of how stupid that is.
Well, was it you that told me how bad those are for your energy bill?
No, but I wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't surprise me.
It's on all the time.
It's so stupid. It's like if you're, I mean, you can have a smart fridge without it having a giant 17-inch screen on it.
I liked the idea of, well, this is how I felt so dumb. They're like, so I was like, yeah, but if you like say open there, like, let me see what's inside. A clear screen shows up and shows you what's inside.
You know what it's going to show inside my fridge? What? It's going to show a pile of like to-go boxes. I'm not going to be able to see. I'm not going to be able to see what's behind that. Am I out of milk? I don't know, because there's a container of rice.
Oh, I know. Mine right now is a lot of that as well.
Well, Joanna, I'm your rich bougie friend because I have an ice dispenser in my refrigerator, and I don't even have to crush it myself.
Oh, that's the dream. Like, do you have a Sonic? Do you have Sonic? It's America's drive-thru. You should have a Sonic.
Oh, yeah. They're not all over the place, but we've got a couple.
We have a lot of them in South Carolina.
I don't know if I've ever been.
You should. They're really good, and I recommend the cherry limeade. It's delish. I haven't got up the nerve to try the pickle slushy, which they have there.
Tell you what.
I haven't had the nerve.
Tell you what.
It seems like a waste of money. What?
Between now and when we record our next episode, I will go to Sonic, and I will get whatever that disgusting thing is that you just said.
The pickle slushy?
And I will come back with a full review.
Okay, great. Get the cherry limeade too, because that's actually good.
Okay, well, maybe I'll have to go back for that because I don't want to
overload.
I don't be like, yes, this is all for me. Joanna, number
it's for our podcast, ma'am. what else is on the bougie list?
This is not a bougie list. This is if you're living the modern American dream.
You mean being bougie?
Which is being bougie. I mean. Yeah. Number 8 is owning a big screen TV.
What do you consider big screen?
I feel like all TVs are big screens now. You can't really buy like a little screen. I mean,
I have a 50-inch. That's pretty big.
I actually don't know what ours is.
I love my TV.
I mean, I'm sure it's bigger than that.
Okay, you with your crushed ice over here. I don't even have an ice maker anymore.
I don't know how big our TV is, but I can say it's curved.
You have a curved TV?
I think that means it's better. I was told at the store it's better.
I have a smart. I just love that it has the buttons on it, so I don't have to like. I just have to hit for Netflix and it's there, and Hulu is there.
Yours doesn't have like the big knobs on it that go chunk 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 chunk.
I do like the knobs though.
I miss knobs.
Oh, so going back to the ice machine, because I did have something cool in our house. We had an ice machine, like an ice maker in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
And every once in a while you hear...
inside the freezer?
Yeah, you hear... And that was all the ice going in.
And that's when you know, yes, we have ice again.
Yeah, but it wasn't cubed. It was like crescent ice cube. Yeah, it was awesome.
Do you ever get the
none of my friends have that.
Do you ever get the little ice cubes that are like in tubed shape, and then you put like you can stick your straw through them?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
all
right.
I've seen
them.
So
number seven. Number seven is being able to shop at Whole Foods. Do you guys have Whole Foods? Do you know what
we have
is?
One. I never been into one. I never been into Whole Foods.
They're expensive AF.
Oh wait, I did go into one once, and I got I was mad because I wanted mad the whole time because I didn't think it was going to be as expensive as it was because no one told me. And I got this chocolate bark snack.
You went in not knowing what it was?
Yeah, chocolate bark snack. And I didn't really look at the prices because I was like, at my Publix, chocolate bark snack's like $2.
We don't have Publix here.
$5. And then they had all these artisan soaps for $30. And I was like, what the heck is this kind of... store?
Were they on sale?
Probably. And they had all this. They have an essential oils aisle. I was like, what?
You're making a lot of noise right now.
Oh, sorry. Do they have an essential oils aisle at your Whole Foods?
Do you own essential oils?
I have one. It's peppermint.
Joanna, they're essential. You need them.
I essentially have peppermint. I don't like essential oil. I haven't found one I really like.
I essentially have one. we have a whole bunch. Diego loves his essential oils.
Does he have the
aromatherapy?
The smoke thingy?
A diffuser. They're called a diffuser, Joanna.
I have one of them, but I don't like it.
You have to. If you live here in California, you have to have one.
Do you have a salt rock, too?
No, but I want one so bad because I read online that they help with headaches.
I don't think they do. I think that's a lie.
Joanna.
I don't trust.
It's science. They explain it.
In what article?
It does something with the ions in the air.
They have
this
a salt.
They take the chunk of salt from the mountains in the Himalayas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And they sell it at TJ Maxx. Uh-huh. You know, the medicine store. Yeah,
the most mystical of department stores.
TJ Maxx. You can also get jeans that have stains on them for half off.
They come pre-stained and pre-torn. Joanna, number six is having enough free time to do leisurely stuff. Like, what kind of examples do you think they give?
Fishing?
Like...
Knitting,
yes. Like, going on walks or bicycling.
Just going on walks, lame.
I mean...
I do like bicycling.
We used to bike ride all the time, and we haven't in a while.
My favorite thing to do if I ever have a spare day is go to our local park and rent a bike for $5.
Wow.
And what was really sad was I didn't know how I wasn't really good at navigating the bike and the park. And I was like, this park is like crazy small. All of this is like a lake. And then I found a path that I had never gone up before. And I only had an hour on the bike left. And is my bike story killing you?
No, the wine going into my lungs.
Oh, okay. I was going down this path and it was getting darker and darker.
Joanna, can you call 911 for me?
After my bike story.
Oh, yeah. Can you wait? I'm in the middle of the story right now.
I'm not done with my bike story. No, but it was awesome. But when it was like completely so quiet and I was so alone.
Ew,
and I was listening to Dear
scary.
Evan Hansen.
I think I listened to Dear Evan Hansen one time.
Dear Evan Hansen.
My sister was trying really hard to push it on me.
She's trying to push it on you too?
Yeah. I'm getting it from all sides. Well, we're only halfway through our list now. I'm realizing that my timer solution was a complete waste of time.
It was. Oh, delete all the stuff that we took my Dear Evan Hansen. It's not irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
All right, that'll all be
so,
cut
yes,
out.
Yes, I like to take a leisurely bike ride.
Yeah, but can you?
I want.
Yeah, it says have enough free time to do leisurely stuff.
Oh, no, not every day.
That's
the time. That's a thing.
I have the time. I just don't have the willpower. Okay.
You don't have the willpower?
I just, when I get home, I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay on the couch and watch TV or talk to my best friend, Joanna.
Okay, well, that's fair. But I love my bike ride.
I mean, I like talking to you too, but I also like a bike ride. Number five, being able to donate old clothes to Goodwill because you don't like them anymore.
Oh, well, no, it's not that I don't like them anymore. It's usually clothes I got from Goodwill that I'm like, this is fierce. And then I put it on at home. I'm like, this is stupid.
I can see why somebody donated this. I like to... Like, we usually donate our clothes to like a garbage bag that sits in the trunk of our car for a month and a half.
You're a good person.
So they eventually get to the Goodwill, but they get to drive around with us for a while.
I always am like, these are amazing finds. I'm the best thrift shopper. And then I get home.
Joanna, number four, you are living the modern American dream if you are able to have a steak at least once a month.
I don't like steak. Can I change it to something else?
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of steak. Like, we have it at the house every once in a while. Like, I literally would never order it if we went out somewhere. And sometimes we have it here at the house. And it's like, it's okay. It's just, you know what it is? Steak is boring.
Well, I mean, if done correctly, it seems like it wouldn't be, but I don't have the...
Like, all the other stuff on the plate is more delicious, like the mashed potatoes and the green beans.
I'm going to change that to, like, going out, and I'm going to say yes.
We'll change having a steak with just, like,
I'm changing it. I'm changing it to Eggs Benedict, because that's my favorite, like,
I don't think I've ever had Eggs Benedict.
Oh, it's so good.
Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch.
Well, you had a little trouble saying that.
Yeah, well, I almost said Cumberbun, and I knew that wasn't right.
Alexander Cumberbun.
Well, not Alexander. Number three, being able to buy new gadgets every now and then, like a new phone.
Oh, hell no. I don't have that kind of money.
Oh, I'm buying stuff for myself all the time.
Not gadgets, but I will go to Walmart and...
Oh, I mean, I don't get, like, every new iPhone that comes out. Although I do.
I'll treat myself occasionally, but, like, nothing more than, like, $30, so...
I'm three iPhone models behind.
I don't know what iPhone I have. It's, like, 5S, I think. It's really old.
Holy S. Am I allowed to say that?
Is that an old iPhone? Shh. Go crazy. All right, what's the next one?
Number two. Joanna, you are living the modern American dream if you are able to vote because you are an American citizen.
I feel like this article was just a campaign to get people to vote, and they're like, well, they're not going to click on a voting thing. Let's just put some, like, stuff they can feel good about if they say they did it.
And normally,
I mean, I'm all for that. Voting's awesome.
But... I mean, normally I would agree with you, except you don't see what number one on this list is.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the one they think, like, mwah, this is it. You've made it.
What is it?
Having a Netflix subscription.
That's it. No. The bougier one is a Hulu one.
Although, to be honest, who has their own Netflix subscription?
I do. All the leeches in my life are on that thing.
We're currently loaning my sister's Netflix subscription, but she borrows of our Hulu subscription, so it all works out in the end.
Oh, that works out. Yeah, I have people on my Hulu and my Netflix account,
but you're paying for both.
I just got Hulu Live, which I love.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's $40 a month. It's basically getting, like, cable.
Wowza,
that's not too bad.
Well, I guess we pay for cable, so
yeah, you pay for cable, so, like, this way I get, it's got a free DVR with it too, so I can record my Dr. Phil and my Bachelorette.
Oh my god.
My Dr. Phil and my Bachelorette, you know, I gotta have my programs. Mm-hmm. I gotta have my programs.
My stories are on. I have to call you later.
I don't call you on Thursday for drag bingo.
All right, so that's gonna end that. Now I'm gonna get to the recommendations that I've been teasing this whole entire episode. So I have two new podcast recommendations that I need everybody to go listen to. The first one is called Go Postal. There it is with two co-hosts, Carla and Michael. They're basically us, but they might be doing it better than we are.
Okay.
So They're both very funny. They do a funny show where they just talk to each other, and they talk about, like, they have, like, a reoccurring segment where they talk about, like, crazy laws that some states have. I don't know. Oh. They're just very good. They're very funny. They have the same chemistry.
Oh, I have a tip for them.
Oh, okay.
I have a tip for them. South Carolina has a no pinball. I'm not sure if it's changed a no pinball law, because that's technically gambling.
Yeah,
but
you guys need to keep that, because pinball is a gateway game.
It is.
So it's very good. I like it a lot. I've been listening to them for a couple weeks now, and it's good. The second podcast that I need to recommend, I had to ask you about it first, if I was allowed to talk about this on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a chance to listen to any of it?
Not yet.
So, Joanna and I pride ourselves in, having a very clean and safe for work show. So I'm going to try and, describe this in such a way. This podcast is not safe for work. It's called Glad You Came. It's co-hosted by Bailey and Mitch. They are hilarious. What they do is they go online and they find really awful, like, fanfic erotica, and they read it to each other, and they just basically make fun of it. And it is my new favorite thing. I've been binge listening to it. I think they have, at the time of this recording, they have like 9 episodes. They're all gold, and they are very, very not safe for work. So if you are under 18, please do not go check them out. Something that both of these shows have in common is that they're co-hosted by a girl and a gay guy, which I think seems to be the perfect combination.
It's pretty good.
It's working out for everybody involved.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing really well with those 13-year-olds. 13-year-olds, 17.
Oh, I forgot that's our demographic. Okay, guys, do not go check this podcast out.
Just keep listening to us. Yeah. Just keep listening to us until you're 18.
But it's so funny, and it's so very inappropriate for everybody.
I can't wait. Well, I have another 18 and up only podcast. Right. It's very popular, though, so they really don't need our help. They really don't need our help or recommendation at all.
They're going to get our handful of listeners.
A bunch of 13-year-olds. No, it's Hollywood Babylon. Have you ever heard it?
I have not. Sorry, I had wine in my mouth.
Excuse you. Oh, sorry. Excuse you there. It's Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. They are doing very, very well. They do not need our help. Mm-hmm. But I have been listening to them from the beginning, and I adore Kevin Smith. I think he is a very sweet, genuine man. And Ralph Garman is very funny. And
Kevin Smith, like the King of Queens?
No. Oh, that's Kevin James. Nope. He's gotten that comparison a lot. He actually had a heart attack. Kevin Smith had a heart attack recently.
Oh, I've seen this guy before.
Of course. Yeah, of course. And he had a heart attack, and some company sent him like a cupcake and said, "We're really sorry to hear that this happened to you, Kevin James." I was like, that wasn't me, but okay. All right. No, he's great. It's very, very funny. It's very also 18 and up. It's an adult-friendly podcast.
But probably just because they say, like, bad words and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Or is it subject matter as well?
Subject matter as well. Sometimes, but it's very funny. And Ralph Garman is hilarious. He does a lot of impressions, including one of them, which is a scary clown, which is that's one of their classic bits where Kevin doesn't like
classic
clowns, and so
bits.
Well, really,
when
like
are we
they,
gonna have
like,
classic bits, Joanna?
I mean, give me the first T-shirt idea. I mean, we gotta come up with. I wonder if there's anything else that we say.
Oh, I'm sure
that we're not even picking up on.
We both like rubbed off on each other so much, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Yeah, we're an 18 and up podcast. Oh my gosh. All right, I think we're going to wrap it up, though.
Yeah, that's going to conclude this week's episode of That's What I Said, a podcast. Be sure to join us again next week. Same time, same place, wherever that...
Sorry.
Whenever and wherever that was. Joanna and I are also very excited that we might be having some very special guests coming up in the next couple of episodes. So be sure to keep an eye out for that. Make sure that you're subscribed to us on either iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever else you get your get your podcasts, so you won't miss any episodes. If you like us, leave us a review. Also, please be sure to follow us on social media, where we are both, Joanna and I are both very active on our social media. We have a Twitter. It's TWIS_A_podcast. We are also
forgetting we have a Twitter.
You don't have to worry about it. I'm taking care of it.
I got the Instagram.
We're also on. I've been helping out on Instagram too, Joanna.
You have.
I posted a bunch of stuff last week.
You sure did.
I got us so many likes.
You did. Especially, I paid for a lot of new likes.
Well, way to take all my effort.
No. I took an easy way out and just paid for stuff.
We're on Instagram at That's What I Said Podcast and on Facebook at That's What I Said Podcast. We are also both individually on all over our... We are both... Let me put my head down.
Take it one step at a time.
We are both... Wait, what am I trying to say? We are...
Our personal Instagram account.
We are also both on social media, and I'm just going to put links to those in the description of the show. So go check us out. Remember, like an hour ago when my alarm went off?
That was on you, boo.
Joanna, we all make mistakes. So I guess until next week. Bye.
Bye, America and Canada and Europe and Portugal.
Well, we're not in most of those places yet. We have.
It's called The Secret. I'm putting it out there.
Oh, I forgot to say the adult podcast that I can't stop talking about. They're from Canada, so maybe that's where we got our. No, maybe not. Actually, I don't know.
Do they like us in the Instagram, or did you just find them on your own?
No, they liked us, but I don't know. I've been on my personal Instagram. I've been commenting on all of their stuff.
Oh, like a creep.
Trying to make friends, but they're both from Canada, and when they say sorry, it tickles me to no end.
I do love a good Canadian. Hi.